The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
On the 11th of June, the Mansion House will be full of people in business as they attend the News Talk Changemaker Business Awards. The awards will recognise innovation and thought leadership across nine different categories. Innovation and technology are just some of the categories being recognised. Now, to talk about all of this in more detail, the CEO of Unpust and Chair of the judging panel for News Talk Changemaker Business Awards, David McRaven. David, good morning.
Good morning.
How did you get sucked into this?
I have no idea. I got a telephone call from your managing director, I think, and said, would I be involved? I think I'd be known as, I'm long in the tooth now, and people know I've seen a fair bit of what goes around.
And you've done loads of things, different fields, different genres.
Yeah, I always say that I'm a journeyman. You know, I've worked across different sectors, and I stay in them until I get found out and move on to the next sector. I love business. I love business. I particularly love small and medium business and innovation. So I'm delighted to do it.
So what sort of things were you looking for?
I think what you're looking for is something that could really express a whole sector of the Irish economy that I don't think we really see. I mean, you could be forgiven for thinking the Irish economy is just multinationals and a tax break, or, you know, failing infrastructure. Whereas actually, the vast majority of people are employed by small businesses, medium businesses. How do they survive? How do they innovate? How do they work with their communities? And also an emphasis, I think, and I love this because at a time when it's almost counterintuitive, an emphasis back again on sustainability, on those areas, on culture, on how do we integrate with society. So they're the things that really, I think, are the fabric of the Irish economy and not talked about enough.
Now, these awards are open to large businesses and smalls, SMEs, sole traders, PLCs, the public sector even. And the point being made is that innovation does not necessarily require huge dashes of cash.
No, it doesn't. It requires thinking. And it requires a kind of freedom. I won't give examples from the awards because they're coming up. I don't want to give hints away. But, you know, if I look at just the tiniest, simplest example, I went into Unpust and I saw that we were advertising when the Pope passed away. We were advertising that people could send postcards to the Vatican to express their condolences for free. I thought, what a fantastic way to connect with an audience. You know, we talk about diversity, and we always talk about diversity in terms of LGBT and communities who haven't been recognised. But now, you know, to say that that includes devout Catholics as well is a great example of an organisation, nothing to do with me, I only found out afterwards, a great example of an organisation or a person in an organisation recognising a way to connect with a community. And that they remain loyal customers then thereafter. And that to me is the great thing. I'm not into a kind of worthiness. You know, sustainability became overly bureaucratic and it was all about measurement and science-based targets. Rather than actually just saying, get on with it, do the things that we know are right, whether it be having electric fleets or things like that, but do things that make business sense.
Now, you have a whole pile of sponsors. The title sponsor is FBD, and they, I think, are involved in a public vote for the local business category. But you mentioned sustainability. Luke O'Neill is chair of the judges there.
Yeah, Luke is looking at the sustainability segment. I was looking at ESG with Jess Kelly from this house, looking at technology, and we've had a great group of judges. So I think what was interesting when we were going through the judging is a lot of these companies I haven't heard of before, really small companies, and. I said I wasn't going to pick any out. I might pick one out called Jando. And that's a printmaker. And they're what's called a B Corp, which is a kind of global standard for sustainability. But they've huge customers in the UK, like the British Museum or something, doing their designs, selling them. And what a way to build up a company. and to build up something that's going to be here for the longer term. I mean, one of the things I know from Unpust is that actually Irish SMEs don't export. Only 7% of their revenues come from exports. Okay. And that's low compared to other countries. So if this can also help recognize
those who are exporting. And do we know what the obstacles are?
I think obstacles are probably time, focus. How can you do it? And I know Enterprise Ireland do a great job, but this is probably before companies get into Enterprise Ireland. Now, Enterprise Ireland have done jobs with companies. I think of a company, somebody who worked with me was there, was called Mergon. No one's heard, very few people have heard of Mergon. Mergon is a global supplier to Tesla and BMW. Open factories, Czech Republic, Mexico, South Carolina, and they're based in Castle Pollard, County Westmeath. Okay. Plastic molding company, and probably employ 1,000, 2,000 people worldwide, but we don't hear of them. Now, that's a company that I think EI would have championed, Enterprise Ireland. So I think they play a key role, but others can. I mean, Unpust we're going to just simply to make it easier to export. Bureaucracy is a very big issue. And clearing bureaucracy, I think, is an aim of this government. If I listen to the Taoiseach and others, they say they're going to clear bureaucracy out of the way for small companies. Certainly the Minister, Peter Burke, was saying that. That's really important.
Because in theory, exporting to the EU should be a no-brainer.
Seamless. It should be seamless. It should be frictionless. Exporting to
UK
Britain
has changed,
is,
obviously.
Has changed. It's much harder. But, you know, we should make it easy. And particularly now that there's détente between the governments, between the Irish government and the British government, let's make sure that we make that frictionless again. They're a natural neighbour, and let's do that. I mean, an example of a recent innovation is around circular economy, Vinted coming into this market, reselling. It's going to be 15% of all e-commerce. It's an extraordinary thing. But because of the friction with Britain, we need to be with another market because we're too small. We're with France. So France and Ireland are the market for Vinted in this part of Europe. But the innovation is fantastic, and people working there have just come up with great ideas.
What do you anticipate will happen on the day of the awards?
I think there'll be one or two surprises because it's not always the newest, flashiest companies that are necessarily doing the most innovative things, because innovation is, you know, comes from the culture in a company, but it also comes from an individual, a person having an idea, the Collisons, you know, people having a single thought and saying, this is what we should do. This is how we should develop things. So I think you'll see an interesting mix in terms of the awards, of the outcome.
Well, 160 entries whittled down to 64 for comprehensive interview, and the awards winners will be announced on the 11th. David McRedmond, who is the chair of Unpust and so much more, CEO of Unpust and chair of the panel. David, thank you very much for joining us in studio today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.